Hey guys, hey everyone, how are you guys doing? Wow, today is 26, Boxing Day, tomorrow is 27, and then in like 4 days, 2019 will be over. That's huge. That is very, very huge, guys. That's a lot. That is really a lot. And I'm really just quickly doing this because if I don't do it now, I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it. And one of the things I'm trying to stop doing is procrastinating. Oh, the time is not right. Oh, I don't have everything I need. Oh, the surroundings is not suitable. Oh, I don't have all the necessary equipment. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm really, really, really trying as much as possible not to have any excuse for not recording my podcast, for not doing the things I'm supposed to do. Even as little as cleaning my room. Yes, I tend to procrastinate on some things, but I really want to stop that. So guys, how was your 2020? How was your 2019? Oh my god, I'm already saying 2020. Like, I'm so excited about 2020 already. I am always excited about every new year. So yeah, don't mind me. Okay, mind me, because 2020 is a big year. It's a very, very big year for me. I can tell already. So how was your 2019? What would you say 2019 taught you? What would you say 2019 birthed for you? What would you say 2019 actually made you realize? Because for me, I learned a lot in 2019. Every blessed day of 2019 actually taught me a lot. Yeah, every single day taught me a lot. I was able to really put my thoughts together on so many things. And come on, I started my podcast in 2020. I mean, I'm saying 2020 again. Oh my god. Yes, I started Vizio, formerly Tons and Roses, in 2019. That was around March. Yes, after my birthday. Wow. Yay! At least that's for me is something. This platform was birthed from, you know, God's direction and also from my interest and my passion. I'm passionate about cooking, I'm passionate about talking about life in general, about my experiences, about thinkings, about thoughts, you know, about so many things. And most times this place for me is a place where I get to really pour out myself, where I get to be myself, where I get to really say things that on a normal day I wouldn't be able to say to any other person, or I wouldn't be able to share with random people, or even with people that I'm very close with. So this platform for me has been like my hideout. Yeah, let me call it that, my place of solitary. This Vizio is really a platform that I want to assure you that in 2020 it's going to go beyond just podcast. It's going to go into something really big. I'm not going to unveil that yet, but just stick around so that when the big deal finally shows up, you're not gonna be left out. You know that. Okay, so yeah, guys, I really want to know. I would like it if you shared with me what 2019 really taught you. I had a bad first quarter of 2019. I was let go where I was doing my internship. On one very little issue, not so little actually, but it was a big deal to me, and the company didn't really see it as a big deal. And when I made a big deal out of it, they actually let me go without retaining me. It was sad. I was jobless for 3 months. Yeah, okay, not 3 months, but almost 3 months. I was jobless for almost 3 months. I had interviews. I was broke. I was sad and all. And at some point, God revealed himself to me, and in his word he told me things to do, and he gave me specific instructions on what to do concerning my life, concerning my career, concerning getting another job. And through pastor's preaching, through reading my Bible, personal meditation, you know, and reading books, I was able to develop myself in that space of 2.5 months. And I got another job, really amazing job. It was not the role I applied for though, but the role that I was given is amazing. I enjoy it. And ever since, I've been given more responsibilities, and I love my present place of work. I really love it. And when God gave me his word concerning it, I I didn't really see it until recently. So 2019 for me was a year where I learned to really trust God so much in everything. At times we want something, we ask God for something, but the process that God is going to take us through to get to that thing, it might not be what we want. In 2019, I was asking God for upliftment, like a lot of things. I want changes in my life, like radical changes. But I didn't even know that this change was going to come in a very unpeculiar way, in a very strange way, that would even cost me not being retained, me losing my job and all that. So yeah, there were ups and downs. There were days I cried, there were days I was broke. Come on. I mean, that's like normal thing. Like adulthood is filled with a lot of having to borrow, having to go through stuff and all that. But really, 2019 was a great year for me. It was an amazing year. I learned a lot. You guys don't even want to get me started on the things I learned. I'm going to be sharing that in another episode. But this episode for me is just for me to tell you that I learned one major thing in 2019, and that is to trust God. Trust him so much that even when everything that is happening around you doesn't look like what you would want or what you would expect that God would do, if everything is taking a route that you were not even thinking, just trust him all the way. It's hard, believe me, it is, especially when he's telling you things and you're seeing something different and you're like, God, our Father, you're telling me I'm going to see A, I'm seeing B, where is the A? Yeah, it can be tough, but I can assure you that if you keep following through the way that he has led you, you would never ever regret it. Never. And my resolution for 2020 is to keep following him. Yes. No going back. This time safe. I'm planning to be more rugged, to be more tense, to be more intense about my following him, about listening to him, about following him, about listening, about trusting him and putting everything into his hands. So guys, really, I would love it if you can share 2019 with me. It doesn't matter what is it that you learned. It doesn't necessarily have to be in terms of, you know, maybe, yeah, sure, of course, God is priority, but it could be that you learned something from your friend, from your family, from your relationship, you know, from mistakes. I made mistakes in 2019, I won't lie to you. I made terrible mistakes, you get, but I learned from my mistakes, and they are the reason why I have decided that I am becoming a better person. I am actually a better person than I used to be, and it was actually as a result of these mistakes that I made. So guys, really, I would love it if you can share your 2019 with me. Yes, I would love it. Don't worry, you can be anonymous, you can, you know, just let me know how your 2019 went, and what you picked from 2019, and for now, let's just deal with that. By the time we get to 2020, we are going to be sharing our plans for the year and how we are going to monitor ourselves and make sure that we actually actualize these things that we have listed out for the year. But that's going to be in 2020. But for now, let me know what you learned, the experiences that you had that shaped you in 2019. So guys, thank you so much. You guys have been really supportive. Whether you're listening for the first time or you've been listening to my episodes, I'm really, really grateful. I really, 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 really do not take it for granted. I appreciate it. Thank you so, 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 so much. I am grateful. Thank you guys. Thank you. And I love you. Bye.